Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Good morning. I'm Luca from the Lotus Eaters reporting to you on the ground here in Makerfield for the fifth day of our coverage of the campaigning for Restore Britain and the wider public at large here in Makerfield. It's Friday morning, the weather is far better now, and the morning campaigners have already gone out on the scene canvassing, knocking around doors. We were really encouraged as well by what we were seeing yesterday evening and throughout the day, with many, many people, drivers, passers-by, coming inspecting, just curious about what we were doing, and coming forward and just declaring that they were going to be voting for Restore Britain. And so there is a lot of excitement here on the ground from our perspective, and there seems to be also a lot of panic and trepidation amongst the airwaves as well. We're seeing constant articles coming out daily now about Restore Britain, reform, Labour, and what it all means, where it's all heading. And that's what we're here to do, to speak to people on the ground here and give you a better idea of their impressions, their experience living here in Wigan and campaigning here in Makerfield. And so we're going to speak to more canvassers today, and we're also going to go towards the centre of Makerfield later on and bring you more interviews with the public. I'm delighted to be joined here by Andrew Brigden, a former MP for the constituency of North West Leicester. Now, Andrew,
Leicestershire.
Now, Andrew, you've obviously been up to Makerfield a few times over now, haven't you? This is your third visit up to go canvassing and campaigning. So what have your impressions been over time, and how have you felt that momentum has been gathering?
The first time up here, some people had never heard of Rupert Lowe and Restore Britain, but that's not the case today. I think the vote's consolidating. We've got more activists out on the ground than all the other parties put together. And the momentum is with Rupert Lowe and Restore Britain. And the great thing about Makerfield is almost half, 49% of the electorate didn't bother to vote at the last election. I think Restore Britain, with their unique offering, is the only party that can actually appeal to 100% of the potential electorate, especially those people who've given up with the mainstream parties.
And speaking of the mainstream, obviously you're someone who isn't exactly alien to the tactics, smears of both the establishment and the media. So what have you made of how they've been attacking Restore and, you know, the division that they've been trying to sow and doubt that they've been trying to cast in the electorate?
The way they're polling nationally without prompting for Restore, the way that the BBC organised Question Time on the by-election and didn't invite Restore Britain, who were at least in third position at that stage. It's all out of the playbook. It's if you want any more proof that the rest of the parties, including Reform, are in the uniparty, you just look at the way the media are handling all of this. And for me, being up here, I mean, to be honest, half the people on the doorstep recognise me anyway. So it's nearly as good as being in North West Leicestershire.
Well, I suppose it just goes to show, doesn't it, how what affects one of us in one constituency affects us all. The troubles of Wigan are similar to those of your own constituents, of course, back in Leicestershire, and we're all motivated by the same things. What sort of things, as you've been going about canvassing, have you most consistently heard on the door that they feel, you know, concerns that people are having that aren't being addressed by Westminster?
Well, the cost of living crisis, uncontrolled migration, which puts pressure on housing, jobs and public services, and of course uncontrolled development on green spaces and new housing, which without, you know, if we controlled immigration properly, we wouldn't need that level of housing growth, would we?
No.
And do you have any final thoughts for that? A message that you want to give the people of Makerfield and those about listening?
It's very interesting, the game that Andy Burnham's campaign's playing, because he doesn't mention Labour on his posters or many of his leaflets. And it's very much goes like this. You go to the door and this, no, I wouldn't vote Labour. Labour's rubbish. I'm not voting Labour. I'm voting for our Andy. And it's an absolute con that Labour is such a toxic brand that they'll walk into that polling station and they'll be looking for the Andy party and it's not there.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Well, I'm here now in Platt Bridge. Our Restore Britain canvassers are going about around the local council estates, knocking door to door. And unlike yesterday, one thing that's positive and encouraging is far more people local to the area are actually just answering their doors and having the discussions on the doorstep, which is, of course, far more personable and persuasive than a flyer ever would be. So it's great that they're getting the opportunity to discuss these things on the door, to raise awareness for Restore Britain and their policies. Looking about, there are a good number of Burnham placards about. There's obviously some strong support for Burnham here. But there's also, you know, some Robert Kenyon banners as well. So, yeah, there seems to be many things to play for. And we'll just put a few of those through the letterboxes, shall we? Well, hello. We're sat here in the glorious sunshine after an afternoon's canvassing with some of the fine gentlemen here. Gents, would you like to start by just introducing yourself and saying where you've come from to campaign in Makerfield today?
My name's Kai Stevens and I've come all the way up from Norwich to come and campaign today.
I'm Jamie and I've come from Yarmouth.
I'm Andreas and I've come from Beaconsfield.
Wonderful. So, a broad array. And what was it that, why did you decide to get involved in Restore Britain in the first place, Jen?
So, I recently, after the end of the last election, I became good friends with Jamie and Andreas. And despite me not being part of Restore Britain, they very kindly allowed me to come along and help out. The reason why I'm coming along as an outsider is because I want to see the truth about Restore, because there's a lot of natural propaganda of both sides. Restore are always going to big up Restore, Reform are always going to put down Restore, so on and so forth. And I wanted to get a grounded, good, measured view as to what Restore is like on the ground, and it is excellent.
I got involved in Restore Britain because a party I support happening in my home constituency of Yarmouth was... I knew I'd regret it if I didn't get involved. I've always supported Rupert, and the fact that the first election was happening in my hometown was just crazy to me. So I've come to... I enjoyed canvassing there, so I've come to every election since.
My answer is very simple. I have not had any party that is like Restore Britain, and I just firmly believe in the policy.
Wonderful. And how do you feel like, with such enthusiasm around the table for Restore Britain, that same enthusiasm has been met on the doorstep here around households in Makerfield?
Yeah, absolutely. Everywhere you go, there are plenty of Restore signs. As well, when you speak to people, you do tend to find even the Reform voters are very sympathetic to Restore. And perhaps if Restore, maybe after this election, right, if they get a good strong vote, close second maybe, slightly behind Reform, maybe even slightly ahead of Reform, they will be in a position to then say to voters next time, in the next by-election or so on and so forth, Restore is actually a serious contender. We are more than worth your vote and we're certainly not splitting it.
It absolutely is. Very positive today. As Kai said, Reform voters are very receptive to us once they hear of us. You know, not everyone has heard of us, but a good proportion have. And yeah, it's very positive.
And what would you say about the critics who are seeking to basically dissuade people from voting Restore because they're talking about splitting the vote and basically the strategy of letting Burnham in? What would your message to those perhaps wavering voters be?
Don't be scared. Restore Britain is probably the only party that actually represents the people. And I think it's time that we stop being so used to the establishment that we have. Restore Britain represents that.
And how have you taken the media reaction to the rise of Restore Britain in this, obviously, in this constituency, the poll numbers rising, and also as well, just the lack of polling as well, so we can get a bit of clear vision on the ground game? What do you think to how this has been perceived by those from their ivory towers and the Westminster bubble?
Well, I think it's interesting because there's been seemingly somewhat of a media blackout on Restore itself. And my sort of theory as to why this is because they want to make it a bit of a tighter race between Reform and Restore, because naturally they are, people can say they're not splitting the vote, but they are vote fighting for the same demographic of voters. You know, the people who, like I said earlier, the Reform sympathetic voters are the ones who seem to be most likely to convert to us, which in some ways, yes, for this election, it will be better for the Labour Party, no doubt about it. However, in future elections, it is just given Restore Britain two Rees, much more credibility amongst the voter base regardless. But also, does that help fight against Reform from a left-wing perspective? Possibly so as well. But naturally, at some point, right, the party has to get started. The party has to contest elections in a very serious manner. So in that regard, I think there's nothing wrong with Restore contesting.
And from your experience going out canvassing, do you feel like the policies and the message for Restore Britain is being taken seriously on the doorstep by people that you've been meeting there?
Most definitely. I mean, I think for a lot of it, people were apathetic in regards to the parties in which that they had access to previously. And then along comes Restore, and suddenly they are really happy about it. There's not many policies that I've heard that people have faulted us for either. It's just the party that actually genuinely represents what it is that the people are looking for.
And final question for the interview then. Do you think that, based on what you've seen as well, I'm sure obviously some of the houses that people have been going around, of course, there has been canvassing for Restore Britain. People have said that I'm sticking with Reform. Have you had any examples of reasoning for why that is? And, you know, some things that can be self-improved on from our end as well in making sure that Restore Britain's message cuts through?
So the most common reason for sticking with Reform is they just don't believe that Restore Britain will win. That's why it's so important for us to get a good amount, if not win, this election. We just need to prove that the concept is viable. I think every Reform voter I've spoken to has actually preferred us, but they just don't believe that we'll win. So if we can prove that we can get a good amount, then they'll switch to us.
Does anyone want to give a final message to people who might be watching this who are from the local area or indeed are just considering voting for Reform or Restore Britain, obviously in the future election, and what might sway them to obviously Rupert Lowe's side of things and the movement that's growing throughout the country?
Based on the conversation that I had with someone earlier, the reason why they were going to most likely stick with Reform instead of moving to Restore was they weren't the most interested in politics, but largely it was an apathy thing. For them, they just said, you know, we need like a change of the guard from Labour and Labour and Conservatives, and Reform seems like the easiest, quickest option. However, what I said to the lady and what I would say to other people who may agree with that sentiment is that ultimately, Reform is now part of the establishment. I asked the lady, what is the most important issue to? And she said immigration. Well, the people who have caused such an insane immigration nightmare would be, you know, partly to blame Robert Jemrick, right? Suella Braverman. And these are the people who are now in Reform. If you couldn't trust these people to start immigration the first time they told you they were going to do it, you probably can't trust them the second time. And Restore, very evidently by the people in the top ranks, are far more serious about stopping the immigration catastrophe.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time, your efforts and your passion for Restore. So I'm here today joined by Marlon West. Marlon and I have spent a bit of time together as we've been going street to street campaigning. And Marlon's been instrumental in just planning and, you know, organising for all of that. So, Marlon, I'd like to start by just asking you, what got you involved in Restore Britain in the first place, sir?
So for myself, I've been campaigning now for the last 3-4 years. Around grooming, and I've seen a number of MPs trying to get a national inquiry, and eventually I met Rupert, which was amazing. He was the only MP that would support me with grooming. None of the other MPs met with Jess Phillips, met with Andy Burnham. Nobody would support me, and the reason why he'd support me is because he's a dad. So that's how I got into it. My career, 30 years in the NHS, I was in senior management. If I'm honest with you, I've walked away from it. I walked away from it last year, and I've been with Rupert ever since because I'm loyal to him, because he's supported me when nobody else would do.
And obviously, it's a horrendous thing to know about. And I remember in my time, you know, obviously covering it on Lotus Seat as we did roundtables, podcast segments, it is just the most harrowing stories that I've ever heard of in my entire life. And the fact that the establishment could let it happen is truly one of the worst betrayals and crimes, of course, of all time. What to you do you feel like justice truly looks like when it comes to something of this scale?
Well, I guess this brings me back to the rape gang inquiry, because we have to have accountability. For me, the professionals, when I say professionals, police forces, counsellors, social services, all the professionals that, in my case, covered up my daughter's grooming, should go to prison. That's what needs to happen, and that will fit into the rape gang inquiry. Yes.
And of course, the rape gang inquiry, the report, the final report from it, I believe will come out next week, in fact, as the final sort of week of canvassing also takes place in Makerfield. So those two things will happen fairly simultaneously.
Yeah, that's correct. So myself and Sammy Woodhouse have worked really, really hard on this. That will be out before the by-election. And it needs to be, because we need to show the public how horrendous these girls have been treated, not just by the groomers, but also by services who should have been protecting these girls when they were children. So we do need that out, and it will be out next week.
Well, that's very good to hear. And obviously, it's just so anger-inducing that, of course, it's taken so long to get an honest assessment of genuinely what happened. With respect to, of course, what many parents, including yourself, of course, have had to endure up and down the country, how has that message been received on Makerfield as you've been about campaigning? Have people, do you feel, from the public been noticing Rupert Lowe's independent rape gang inquiry? Are they looking for finally answers and justice for all of this on the doorstep?
Absolutely. Knocking on the doors, speaking not just to females, mothers, but also fathers. They welcome this report, and rightly so, because we have to protect the children of this country. And if something isn't going to get done, it's going to get worse. A lot of the parents are telling me they don't want the children, you know, teenage children going into the town centres. They're terrified, yet the government are not listening to this. Starmer's not listening to this. Andy Burnham's not listening to this. And for myself, for the last 3-4 years, it's been like banging my head against the wall. And this is so important. These are our children who are not safe.
It's remarkable as well, I suppose, when we think of the fact that the entire premise behind Andy Burnham himself running here in Makerfield is, of course, to restore public trust in the Labour Party. That is the entire message around his campaigning, of course. Do you think that any people around here genuinely believe that Burnham can restore trust to the Labour Party?
Absolutely not. Majority of the people I speak to don't trust Andy Burnham. For Greater Manchester, he did do an independent inquiry for the treatment of women and girls by Greater Manchester Police, which I was involved with, and also my daughter was involved with, and that was Dame Vera Baird. And initially, yes, very good. We have not heard of him since. The recommendations haven't been completed, and he said he would do an investigation via GMP into my daughter, and we're 2 years on, and we've heard nothing. So, and I'm happy to tell people at Makerfield what has happened, but a lot of them are already aware of it, so they don't trust him.
And so with that trust broken with the public, do you feel like that is one of the key drivers for the enthusiastic response on the doorstep for Restore Britain, something genuinely anti-establishment, something that's not going to be shackled by concerns of political correctness in seeking justice? And not just for, obviously, the you know, the horrendous sufferings, you know, inflicted on the rape gang survivors, but also because of a number of endemic issues throughout the country that the establishment have either neglected to address or have actively proliferated.
Again, yes. I don't think, speaking to many parents across the country, Greater Manchester is no different with grooming than Birmingham, Yorkshire, London. And speaking to a lot of the parents, we don't think this is neglect. This is clear cover-up. When parents have gone to MPs and councillors and local authorities and they've not been listened to. And the reason why they've not been listened to is because everybody is terrified of being stereotyped as racist, even when it's factual information. Again, speaking to Rupert, being part of Restore Britain, we are not afraid to actually discuss this factual information. And no other party is doing that. Hence why, you know, for the last 3 weeks, I've been stomping around Wigan. And prior to that, Great Yarmouth. Because for me, I'm there for parents and also for other survivors. And for the girls that have not been groomed yet, because it has to stop.
No, I, of course, I heartily agree with you. If I may just ask you a few more general questions about the campaign. One thing I wanted to ask you is, of course, you and I were together yesterday evening when we saw an entire street, of course, change from Reform UK to Restore Britain. One of the points that the gentleman made, of course, one of the ones that we spoke to, was the fact that actually Reform was merely the best that he could have as an option at this time. And now that he finally has Restore Britain on the menu of the political landscape, of course, he decided that he was going to take the plunge. What would you say to other people out there in Makerfield who are also teetering on the question of whether or not to vote Reform or Restore, based off of a lot of the narratives that have been going around right now about the possibility of splitting the vote?
So what I'd say to him is, vote Restore Britain. We're not splitting the right vote. This is your vote. And if you want Britain to be safe again and be restored to what it used to be, you need to vote for Restore. This is paramount. I don't believe we're splitting the right vote at all. A lot of the people when knocking on the doors have said to me, I did vote for Reform in the local election because you didn't have a candidate at the time. But now you're here, we are voting for you because it's common sense. And that's what Rupert brings to the table, common sense. These are all the concerns that the working class family have. And no other party is saying that.
And also, if I may as well, because, of course, the party, though Rupert is, of course, becoming very, very influential across the landscape of British politics, of course, here in Makerfield, it's also Restore Britain's candidate, Rebecca Shepherd, who is, of course, connecting with people on the doors. And, of course, you've spent a lot of time with Rebecca now as well. What's your assessment of her on the door and the way that she's interacting with local people?
Again, really strongly with this, it comes across on the door. She isn't a career politician. Her heart's in Wigan, Makerfield. She's a local businesswoman. She's worked with children and equestrian for many years, and her heart is here. Not like the other politicians let's face it, it's purely about career and making money. She doesn't care about that. And she's down to earth when she speaks to him. And the public realise that when they speak to her.
Do you have any parting thoughts that you want to tell to people who'll be watching this and the people of Makerfield?
Vote with your heart. Vote what's right. Don't be bullied by Labour or Reform. If you want drastic changes, the country to be safe, economically to be safe, then vote Restore Britain.
Marlon, thank you for your time, sir. Well, we're here towards the end of the day now. I'm actually on the very high street of Ashton in Makerfield. We're hoping to go about and actually get some public opinions now, some vox pops on the street. Don't know how inclined actually some people will be to take the time to speak to us on Friday evening, just as they're all obviously wanting to go away, enjoy the weekends and go to the pub, of course. But we'll see what we can do. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Mike.
Pleased to meet you, Mike. So in terms of the what's going on here in Makerfield, do you have any thoughts on Andy Burnham or on Rob Kenyon, of course, Reform's candidate, or Sarah Shepherd for Restore Britain?
From my point of view, I just think Reform are just a bunch of shysters.
Right.
They will focus on anything to divert away from the what they're doing behind closed doors type of thing, blaming brown people, immigrants, that type of thing. Yep. And when it comes down to it, the money that's been spent on immigrants is a fraction of the national outgoings type of thing. So I'm disappointed because St. Helens voted in some Reform, and I'm hoping Ashton don't go the same way. You just see some of his comments that he's made, the stuff he made about Carol Vorderman, the stuff he made about just some of the other things that he's made are just, I think, the shysters.
So in your opinion, what do you think that a politician should do in order to get Britain back on track and healthy again?
It comes down to it, career politicians aren't the way forward for me. I don't know how you get away from that. It's a very, very, you know, if someone comes up with that, I know the Greeks back in ancient times, they used to do it like a for a period of time, yeah, and then someone else was into that. That would be an idea, but they've got to try and put the people first, and it always seems to be money orientated. Whatever money's being pushed, they all seem to back along that way type of thing for me.
Are there any political parties in the landscape of Britain right now that do give you some hope for the future?
No, not really. And I know that's not an ideal thing. I do like Andy Burnham. I know he's at Manchester, and I know some people, I know that Rob Kenyon said that everything was being focused towards Manchester. But as an MP, you can only do what's good for your constituency type of thing. So I do like, you know, when it came to COVID, which I know was several years ago now, but when it came to COVID, Andy Burnham was very push about Manchester having the same sort of funds that London were getting when it was when everyone was off type of thing. So I know that was very good, and he did stuff like that. Manchester, as much as I don't go as much into Manchester as I do Liverpool, you can see how Manchester's been developing and stuff like that. So you can only go off what he's been doing in Manchester. For me, career politicians are, you know, a thing of the past, or they should be a thing of the past.
Well, it sounds like it's definitely going to be a conundrum going forward for unpicking ourselves away from the career politicians. Anyway, what's your name, sir?
Lewis.
Lewis. And how do you feel about, you're obviously local to Makerfield, Lewis. Do you have any confidence in any of the candidates that are competing for your vote here in Makerfield?
No. Politicians are all the same. They tell you what you want to hear until they get in power, and then they do whatever they want. So until somebody actually gets in who does what they say, I'm not bothering with any of them.
And what are some of the things that you would like to actually see, though, from those in Westminster? What sort of changes do you actually want delivered for people such as yourself here in Makerfield?
Just revitalising the, you know, Makerfield. Nothing much has been done with it for years. It's just been in decline. Just more for the British people as well. You know, I'm all for people coming to the country and working hard. I feel anybody should be free to move to whatever country they want to, as long as they, you know, put to and work hard. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not happening here. There's a lot of illegal immigration, and I think everybody's fed up with it.
So obviously, just off of what you were just mentioning there about illegal immigration, obviously some of the parties that have the strongest rhetoric when it comes to the question of illegal immigration are Reform UK, of course, and more recently, Rupert Lowe's Restore Britain. Do either of those parties, you think, offer a viable alternative for you to put some trust into?
So with regards to what we've had for quite a long time has been left-wing policies, even by Conservatives. They've followed off the back of Tony Blair, just putting in place policies and a vision he set in place when he was in power. With regard to Reform, I don't trust Nigel Farage. I think he's sort of a puppet installed to keep everybody quiet, because, you know, a lot of people are going mad for a while, and then Nigel Farage comes along and then everybody quiets down because Nigel's going to save the day. I think as well, because it's gone so far left for so long, you then get it going the opposite way to sort of make up. So I don't think any of them are going to be what the country needs. But, you know.
If I may say, you sound like someone who's not particularly hopeful for the future right now. Is that the case?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm very much like, we've all heard and seen it before, you know, from every party, they've promised stuff and it's never happened. It's got worse. So it's one of those where I believe it when I see it.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Lewis. Thank you. Hello there. What's your name, sir?
Ray Talbot.
Pleasure to meet you, Ray. And obviously, there's been a lot of attention here in Makerfield because of the by-election. Do you have any thoughts on any of the particular candidates who are contesting it?
I'm familiar with Andy Burnham, the Labour candidate. I think he's done a very good job as the mayor of Manchester, and I think he's very sincere and works very hard.
And do you think that off of the back of Andy Burnham and the example that he's been having in Manchester, of course, that he is actually a man capable of rehabilitating the public image of the Labour Party itself if he were able to come back to Westminster?
I think he's the best Labour person I've seen so far. He's worked very hard. I think he's very intelligent, and I think he considers other people's opinions.
And based off of that as well, how do you feel about some of the other candidates who are contesting the election? Obviously more to the right wing of it as well. You've obviously got Reform UK, you've got Restore Britain. And how do you feel about those candidates?
I think they've got some very good ideas, and their portfolio might be better than Andy's. But I haven't studied them, so I couldn't really comment in detail.
Your sort of endorsement of Andy Burnham is more of a Andy Burnham the man himself, as opposed to the policies that the Labour Party are currently obviously offering to the public.
Well, that's a fair point you make. I think, in my opinion, the problem you have is once the MP goes to Parliament, the 650 MPs, each of the MPs has to vote according to the whip. So I think, in actual fact, that any influence Andy or any other MP could bring to bear is minimal. I think, really, the party as a whole controls what happens.
One of the interesting things that I find is that, of course, the Labour Party at this point, you know, I think it was, if I remember rightly, it began in about 1900. So it's a very historic party at this point. We've obviously seen a lot of the Conservative vote absolutely collapsing, and it seems very unlikely that it's going to be able to rehabilitate itself. Do you think that, unlike the Conservative Party, the Labour Party needs to carry on in order for British democracy to be healthy and robust?
I think it does need to carry on, but I think it's got to tune into the times and listen to the voters and listen to the people. I think the country as a whole has changed for the worse over the last 20 years, and it's very difficult really to turn the clock back. But you've got to try.
May I ask you what some of those changes are that you feel are negative, and whether or not you feel like there's any hope on the horizon of them being addressed and changed?
I think that generally the law and order in England has deteriorated. As that isn't necessarily the police's fault. I think it's family's fault, because a child is really controlled by the family. The police only have a minimal influence. And I think really the public way that they bring children up needs to change, and I think people now need to take an interest in what their children, their grandchildren are doing, and think about the future.
Are there any other concerns that you have beyond crime and policing right now, and general delinquency?
I think the immigration from France needs to be stopped. I think that's costing the country a lot of money. I think that from my opinion is that basically our Navy should be intercepting the boats and returning to France. If they landed in a plane in Manchester Airport, they'd be deported and sent back on the next plane. So why is it any different on the coastline? Really, that should be stopped from France. They've allowed those people to travel through the whole country, 750 miles, without any control whatsoever.
One of Reform UK's recent policies with respect to the illegal immigrants was, of course, to temporarily house them in constituencies that voted for the Green Party. Is that a policy that you'd personally be inclined towards?
No, I think the cost of administrating that would be ludicrous. I think, really, the government has to stand up to France. One thing I've said before to people is, why aren't the Navy taking them back? Why? And we charge the French for the Navy, the cost of the men, the boat, the diesel, and block the port until they pay the bill.
And one last question for you, if I may, sir. Obviously, you've said that you're you personally think that you have some confidence in Andy Burnham. Do you feel like that commitment to the Labour Party, to Andy Burnham, is ironclad, or do you see yourself with an ability to change parties based on where things go in the future?
I think the Reform Party has some good points. I might look at them in more detail. I think Andy really has to make his influence felt in Westminster. I can see him having problems with some of the other MPs there for the Labour Party, and the whip will no doubt have enough influence. But I think we need genuine people who have the intelligence and the commitment to try and make a change.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time, Ray. Thank you, sir. Hello. Well, we've just finished having our conversations with some of the locals around Ashton High Street. To confess to you, honestly, most people are either sick of being asked about the by-election or have no real feelings about it. But obviously, you'll have seen by now a few of the conversations that we were able to have. Beyond that, of course, not everyone wants to be on camera. We did speak to some people off camera as well. There was one particular lad who'd clearly started his weekend a little bit early. And it turns out that he was saying that he was enthusiastic for Restore Britain. I've also spoken to some young lads, of course, who are not yet old enough to vote in the election. However, if the Labour Party decide to extend the vote to the 16-year-olds, then it won't be too far away for them. And they were telling us that the word on the street here is that Andy Burnham has the momentum. Here around in the High Street, seen a lot of Labour support, seen some reform flags as well. So, yeah, it's very interesting to get a flavour of things on the ground here in one of the busiest parts of Ashton. And we're obviously looking forward to you reporting going into Saturday tomorrow for when the cavalry arrived. And not just, of course, that Restore Britain's canvassers are going to flock here off of work, obviously, spent dedicating their weekends to the final push, but of course, for many of the other parties as well. So it seems like all of the energy is going to converge here on Makerfield, and we're certainly going to be looking forward to observing all of it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chum has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.